Well, it was great speaking with Jared Waitley in Wellington, and our back page segment with Michael Carayannis, usually heard at the time at that time, will be on the show at 7:40. So MC coming up at 7:40. We're here for Bryden's Lawyers. Unable to work due to injury or illness, contact Bryden's Lawyers.
Our open line number, Brendy, 1300 01 1170, to give us a buzz and talk to us during the show. Andrew from San Susi, good morning.
Morning, lads. How are you?
Oh, we're very well. It's a bit of a weird day for us, though, the 29th of February. We're not sure what to do with ourselves. Now, you reckon you know why we do this leap year situation?
I do, and you need to know because it's pretty cool.
Yes.
So our calendar year is based on 365 days, and it's based on the Earth's orbit around the sun.
Mm.
Now, the problem with that is that it actually takes 365.25 days. So an extra 6 hours to do it. So if we don't reset it once every 4 years, all the seasons become unaligned. So it's actually mathematically brilliant, to be honest.
There we go.
Who invented that, Andrew?
Who was responsible?
Was this the Romans? Was this the
How long have we been
the
doing
Greeks?
Yeah, I can't answer that. I can lie and pretend and say it was the Egyptians.
Go on.
Can I say one more thing?
Yep.
You can.
If you think kids are excited before Christmas Day, we're going to Vegas tomorrow for the NRL, and the excitement levels are through the roof, boys. I can't tell you.
So you're taking the family?
No.
Right. Just sorry, boys trip. Yeah, okay. The boys. Right.
That's Andrew from San Susi. Thanks for calling through. You're in line to be our Club Med Caller of the Week. You could be in the running for a trip to Bali worth $10,000. There's another Christmas morning moment, but this time it'll be for you and your family because you've got to take them after the boys trip to Vegas.
Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas.
Mr. Vos Vegas.
Yeah.
That's
yes,
what they're
is.
Calling it. Vos Vegas. He's taking over the joint. Morning, Vossy.
Good morning, James. Brandy, can you believe? Here I am. I can't believe I'm here. Where I'm speaking to you right now, I'm across from the Bellagio. The fountain goes off every 15 minutes like the Ocean's 11 movie.
Yes.
Caesar's Palace next to it. Planet Hollywood, the other side of the road. The Eiffel Tower restaurant, the Eiffel Tower, one third the size. And I look down Las Vegas Boulevard, and who's the first person I see? Hammy Goodman. Hammy Goodman
Mr.
from
Junket himself.
Down. Yeah, here I am looking for, I'm looking for a George Clooney or a Julia Roberts or someone, and I see Hammy Goodman. So that's a bit of bruising for you.
Are you bumping into many Australians,
yeah.
Vossie? We just heard Peter Vlandy say he's worried. He's worried because not just the players, but there's going to be, 20,000 Australians in Vegas, and they might get up to no good either. Have you bumped many?
Have I bumped many? I have spent the morning filming for the fans. So, mate, I have met 1,000 Australian fans today, all having the time of their life. I mean, I'm blessed that I'm here and I get to call this work, but people that have come over here, and obviously not on a long notice, they've come here on relatively short notice, are now already saying, we're coming back next year. We haven't even played the game yet. They are having the time of their life. Everyone's on the same cloud nine. We can't believe rugby league is here. And last night I took a trip out to Allegiant Stadium, first time I'd seen the Death Star. Yeah, the rugby league billboard out the front, the digital billboard, you had to pinch me. Was that real? Rugby league being advertised throughout this city. So getting the exposure, they're ramping it up. There's a whole lot of fan events on tonight and the next day. So, it is rugby league's having a red hot crack here. And I will shoot down anyone who wants to say this is not the right thing to do. We should spend our money elsewhere. No, I'm saying dream big, think big, go for it.
Bossy, I think it's starting to sink in for all of us that aren't there. The FOMO, the fear of missing out, watching all you guys over there in Vegas. For you as a caller, so is this like the Olympic Games for you? Is this one of the biggest gigs you've ever had? Where does it stand for you on your career?
Event-wise, James, I'm saying that certainly in rugby league, there's nothing bigger in my... This is my 38th season covering rugby league. I've never experienced anything like this and doubt that I will. Maybe next year might top it, but the first one, there'll only be one first. We talked about firsts, James, on the program last week, didn't we? There'll only be one first one. To say you were here is something special. Yes, I've covered Olympic Games and other big sporting events, and being at Rugby League World Cups has been a personal favourite. But for the event, the landscape that Rugby League is a part of this week, it cannot be topped. It cannot be topped. And again, I can only impress on those tuned in right now, we are here for 4 years after this. Lock in your plans that you've got to get here sometime in the next 4 years if you are a true Rugby League fan.
Vossi, you're ticking off some of the big sights in Vegas. Now tell us, what iconic things have you seen? So you've seen the fountain at the Bellagio. Have you seen the gondolas at the Venetian, Caesar's yes. Palace, where the real Caesar once lived, according to Alan from The Hangover? What have you ticked off the bucket list in Vegas so far?
Yeah, right. Well, I must say, Caesar, I haven't walked inside Caesar's Palace, but from the outside, I had no idea it was that big. I mean, it's a city in itself. The Bellagio, when I pulled up in the Bellagio in a taxi today, I really felt like I was on the set of a movie. Mm. Like, you know, so many movies that you've watched over the years around these places. Again, it's a pinch me moment. I actually love the Strip. The hardest thing is getting around. Just so people know, and maybe people have been to France, the Champs-Élysées was the widest road I've ever seen, only to be topped by Las Vegas Boulevard. So when you count the lanes, 5, 6, 7... There's 16 lanes, so it's a bloody long road to cross. Like, that's almost my fitness campaign, crossing the roads here. It's an amazing strip. It's an amazing strip. And seeing rugby league, I heard from the Manly boys that last week Pat Mahomes and Travis Kelce were playing at the casino, playing blackjack at the Resorts World, and they were surrounded by security guards, so you couldn't get close. But I think some player may have snuck a photo in from, you know, across the way. So that was a big thrill. The players have had a great time. And as far as I'm aware, they've all been well-behaved. They've had a great time. They've had some downtime and you know, they've enjoyed the surrounds. But I think they're going to remember it too as a career highlight. You know, win, lose or draw Saturday night.
Mm, an experience. That's right. James.
No, hang on. James, I've got a couple of street performers coming towards me. How do I put it? They're not wearing much. I'll just say hi. How are you, ladies? Lovely to see you. I'm just on radio in Australia. Do you know James Magnuson? Yes, they do. They remember you, James. Yes. Yeah, no. Wow.
Were they part of that $10,000 cabana?
Oh, that's incredible. And they, you're right, Matt. James, one of the, I won't give his name, one of the Fox League production crew, was stung for a photo, coughed up $25 American for a photo. Unbeknownst to them, they got a photo and then had to cough up $25 American for a photo.
Any blackjack, any roulette, yep. Any craps yet? Anything on the tables?
No, I took a photo of this the horse racing machine yesterday. Well, really old school. Someone said it looks like something that you'd find in Reesby Workers, but it's got, you know, the little horses running around the track, and you.
They used to have one of those at Panthers. Like, seriously, that was great. They were unreal.
Yeah, exactly. At Panthers, yes. Yeah. Well, that's at Resorts World. I might give that a crack later today. Honestly, guys, yesterday was a full day filming and into the night. And I'm about to... I'm contemplating the Bellagio buffet next.
Sounds good.
Because I'm up this end of the strip.
Yep.
I thought I might go over there and then get back into the work. We've got a team show tonight on Fox League, NRL 360 as well. And it's going to be a bit on and a real party for the Australian fans. It is going to be, I mean, what could go wrong, Brandy? Live audience, Vegas, 20,000 Australians.
Peter Vlandis has got nothing to worry about.
They're coming back, these girls.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll leave you to the girls.
Nothing to worry about. No, Hammy Goodman, he's come back. He's hanging around like a, you know what, but it is amazing. Here I am in Vegas, folks, Bellagio, Caesar's Palace, Planet Hollywood, and Hammy Goodman. I'm living the dream.
Vossi, thanks for joining us. Enjoy another day of Vegas. We've got the 7:30 news up next with Vanessa. Then we're straight back, Brandy. We're going to go through those headlines again. And still, of course, Michael Carayiannis, not long after the news, heaps of NRL headlines to get through with him. Here on Breakfast, we're powered by Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors, and Land Pride attachments.
Mm-hmm.